Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. One of the wildest and most competitive Missouri primaries this year was for Secretary of State, an office that serves as the chief election officer for the Show Me State. Eight Republicans sought to succeed Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, who made an unsuccessful gubernatorial bid. Despite not having the most money or the flashiest social media strategy, State Senator Denny Hoskins emerged as the winner of the primary. And since moving on to the general election, Hoskins provoked more attention for his campaign platform to hand count ballots instead of using tabulating machines.
I just think that hand counting ballots is the very simplest, safest way to go back to. And yes, I filed a bill to go back to hand counting ballots. Would it require some more manpower in order for us to do that? Most certainly. But I think overall it would be safer than our election machines.
This plan is provoking alarm among election officials in Missouri who contend that Hoskins' plan won't actually make elections more secure and could delay when results are known to the public. Two officials who have expressed those concerns are here with me in studio. Eric Fay is St. Louis County's Democratic Elections Director. Eric, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Jason, for having us.
And we also have in studio Rick Stream, St. Louis County's Republican Elections Director. Rick, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks, Jason, for having me on.
So, Rick, I'll start with you. What do you think of Senator Hoskins' idea of hand-counting ballots instead of using tabulation machines?
Well, I don't think it's a very good idea at all, and I think it's going to take more than just a few more manpower hours. Frankly, if you go back to the last presidential election we had in St. Louis County, we had an almost 80% turnout, 541,000 voters. On each ballot, there were 45 items, so 541,000 times 45 is 345,000 different marks on a ballot. It would take us weeks to count those, each one of those ballots and each one of those races. And frankly, the results would not be nearly as accurate as our machine counts. We do hand count audits after every election on 5% of our precincts. They always match what the machine tally was. So I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah. And Eric, can you talk more about the audits that involve hand counting? When I talked with Greene County Clerk Shane Scholler on Politically Speaking a couple months ago, he mentioned that that is a regular part of the election process.
It is a regular part of the election process. It's required by law and the Code of State Regulations. After every election in Missouri, every county, like Rick said, has to randomly select 5% of the precincts. This must be done at a public random drawing, and then bipartisan teams recount those ballots by hand to make sure they match what was tabulated. Mm-hmm. And anytime anything is very close within a half or 1%, then we count 100% of those ballots by hand to make sure it matches. And we know, as Rick said, that it's not very accurate, because what is mind-boggling to me, Jason, is that we have been here before. There's a reason we have voting machines now, because hand counting, when we did it, it did not work very well, and it is well documented. So the fact that folks are advocating to go back to the system that didn't work before is very strange.
Now, Rick mentioned the possibility that elections could take a lot longer to be known to the general public. I asked this exact question to Senator Hoskins when we both were at the state fair in Sedalia. Here's what he had to say.
I would disagree with that. Would we maybe have to have some more volunteers in order to hand count those ballots? Yes, but we could start hand counting those ballots the morning of election day, especially the absentees, and go in and be counting throughout the day, not just after the polls close at 7 o'clock. We could also have different shifts, so people could have a shift maybe from 5 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, and then another shift from 2 to 10. There are other states and even other countries that hand count ballots, but especially other countries that are hand counting ballots.
That is Denny Hoskins, the Republican Secretary of State nominee. Rick, I saw you shaking your head during that clip. Why were you shaking your head?
Well, first of all, he said, get volunteers. We have to pay our workers. Nobody's going to volunteer to do this job. Number two, you can't start counting ballots before the polls close on election day. That's 7 p.m. So we don't do any of our tabulation on our absentee ballots until 7 p.m. That's basically the law. So the tabulation would start, the counting would start after 7 p.m. on election day. And as I pointed out, 24 million marks on a ballot would have to be counted in St. Louis County. All right. So that's not just something that can be done overnight or in a couple of hours or a couple of days or even a couple of weeks. The people want their results right away. And we have a good system. Our scanning machines are checked before the election day. They're checked afterwards. They operate properly. And we do these hand count audits, as Eric pointed out, after every election, as every election official in the state of Missouri does, to ensure that the results that were reported on the machines are accurate.
So this may seem like a basic question, Eric, but I think we want to demystify the process here on the show. How do vote tabulating machines actually work? What goes into making sure that they produce an accurate result? The best way that you can explain it.
Yeah, it's important, first of all, Jason, for everybody to remember that the law in Missouri is that everybody votes on a paper ballot. The vast majority are paper ballots marked by hand. Some are paper ballots marked by a ballot marking device that voters with disabilities use. And then those ballots are run through a scanner, and that scanner records the marks on the ballot. And then there's usually a removable media device like a USB stick from that scanner that's taken back to the election office and tabulated after the polls close. And then the actual paper ballots, the actual paper record of every vote is what's used to audit post-election.
So Hoskins said that he would not like wave his magic Secretary of State wand and say, you can't use vote counting machines anymore. It'd have to go through the legislature. But are either of you concerned that he could use existing powers as Secretary of State to make hand counting ballots more likely for local election officials?
Well, I think what he can do is the Secretary of State has authority in Missouri to approve the machines that are used in the election process. So he could, I think, arbitrarily probably say, well, we can't use these machines or these other machines. So there's a possibility he could do that, yes.
Do you think, Eric, there could be lawsuits over that if it's not done for very specific reasons? Because my understanding is he can do that, but it would have to – I think in state law it probably has reasons that you would be able to decertify machines, correct?
Yeah, I think if that was done in an arbitrary and capricious way, you could almost be guaranteed at least the St. Louis County Election Board would be pursuing legal action.
So Hoskins is running against Democratic State Representative Barbara Pfeiffer, who is a Democrat from Kirkwood. She had this to say about the hand-counting ballot proposal.
And I really think it's irresponsible to foment that kind of doubt about our democracy when there is absolutely no evidence to back it up. And it's dangerous at this point in our civil life. So finally, this is a Republican state. It's curious to me that there are Republicans who doubt the election results of Republican candidates in a Republican state when the people who are doing the doubting are Republican.
That is Barbara Pfeiffer, the Democratic nominee for Secretary of State. Rick, what Representative Pfeiffer is talking about is the vast majority of county clerks in Missouri are Republicans because they're elected. In St. Louis County, there's a Democratic election director and a Republican elections director. Mm-hmm. They're appointed by the Board of Elections. It's not an elected position. Are you hearing any Republican county clerks expressing any desire to hand count ballots instead of using vote tabulating machines?
Not at all. In fact, I think the Association of County Clerks and Election Officials voted unanimously to not go to hand counting. So I think that he doesn't have any support among the people who actually do the work in this proposal.
So perhaps the biggest advocate of doing away with vote counting machines is Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow. He has spread unfounded claims about the 2020 election being stolen. He has endorsed Senator Hoskins, and he's made hand-counting ballots a major public policy priority. Would either of you attribute the fact that Senator Hoskins is pushing this to people like Lindell? Because it seems like he didn't just think of this idea out of nowhere, and Mike Lindell is talking about this all the time, and Mike Lindell is a popular figure amongst Republican voters. So I know I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but it doesn't seem like the worst one. What do you all think of that?
Well, I think Denny, and again, I served with Denny in the House, and he seemed like a reasonable person back then, and this is just an idea he has that I think is frankly purely political to get elected in a Republican primary. That's what I'll say about it. There's no basis whatsoever for him to believe this, and but some people seem to think that this is going to solve a lot of problems, but it's not. It's in Missouri, we have a good system already in place that protects the vote of the people, and it's hand counting ballots will not make it any more accurate, will not make it any more fast. I mean, it's going to delay the results tremendously. So I think it's a bad idea.
And Eric, do you hear from voters who may be on the Republican persuasion demanding the St. Louis County Board of Elections start hand counting ballots?
We've heard from a few. I think there's kind of a small dedicated group of folks in the state of Missouri that are advocates for that. And, you know, one, I don't know how it's come up, but one common refrain I've heard from some of these folks is, well, France does it. They count the ballots by hand and they have a result, you know, pretty quickly. Well, as Rick mentioned, in France and in most other countries, they're voting on just one thing on election day. In the United States and in St. Louis County, the ballot's going to be 40 to 45 races long this November. So you multiply that. We would count just about as many votes in St. Louis County as they do in the entire country of France at the last French parliamentary election. So we're talking about apples and oranges here.
Matt from STL asks, for hand counting, what would prevent volunteers from tampering with the ballots? Now, let's be clear. St. Louis County runs a very efficient and good election board. But I could see a situation where in smaller counties that could happen. I could see that happening in bigger counties. Like there could be volunteers in St. Louis County or St. Louis City that have unscrupulous motives. What do both of you think about that?
I'll take that first, if you don't mind, Rick.
No, sure.
I mean, Matt, I think you said his name was, is very astute. When Senator Hoskins introduced this bill, I went back and did some research. I looked up articles from the Old Globe Democrat and the Post-Dispatch from the 1950s when Missouri's legislature passed the first law to allow voting machines in the state of Missouri. And there, in the 1950s, there were these grand jury investigations in St. Louis that had looked into irregularities around election results. And they found that in the hand counting, people were fudging the results in the hand count, and that voting machines were seen as a way where they just couldn't arbitrarily change numbers and add extra tick marks and make errant marks on the ballot that would invalidate them. So, yeah, that's a real concern. I mean, the bigger concern with hand counting is just regular human error. But we have seen, again, from history, it's well documented in our localities here, those are real problems with hand counting.
And at the very first question, Rick, you mentioned it could be weeks before people learn the unofficial results. Just for context, most people in Missouri are able to find out election results by like 10, 11, 12 at night. Would you say that if hand counting happened, there's no possibility of being able to know the results on election day?
I would agree with you 100% on that. Again, as Eric pointed out, we've got so many items on the ballot. It would be extremely impossible, frankly, to have the results on election night. So, and people want their results quickly. So it doesn't mean we're not accurate. Eric and I would both, fight against any system that we had here that wasn't going to give us accurate results. It's not just the timeliness, but it's first we have to be accurate. And machines don't make mistakes. They don't accidentally put a tick mark on or something like that. They count what the voter put on that ballot. And we get the results. And again, we check those results. So I don't think that there's any way that we should go back to, as Eric said, go back to hand counting when you have the chance that people could fudge the ballots. I was actually in England last in June when they had July when they had a general election, and they hand counted all the ballots, but it's just one race, and there were purses underneath the tables of the counters, and we the two observers, myself and another guy from England, pointed out that to the people running it, saying, you've got purses underneath tables here that people could be slipping ballots into and out of, and they noted that, and they're going to eliminate that now.
We are talking with St. Louis County Election Directors Eric Fay and Rick Stream. Let's shift gears in the last 5 minutes about the absentee ballot system in Missouri, which is now a two-tiered system. So the first one where you can get an absentee ballot in the mail, doesn't that start pretty imminently?
Right. You could have been requesting an absentee ballot be mailed to you long before today. Next Tuesday is when the absentee voting starts. So we will mail out the ballots that have been requested. You can't get a ballot unless you request one in Missouri. We'll mail out those ballots. But that's also when in-person absentee voting starts with an excuse. You have to have an excuse for the first four weeks of the absentee ballot process.
And the no excuse period is only a 2-week process, but you can just go in, you can say, I want to vote, and you don't have to say, I'm going to be out of the county then, or say, I'm going to be sick on the time of election day.
Right.
Can you talk more about that and how that's going
to
work?
Yeah. What you mean, Jason, is you don't have to lie to us anymore if you want to come vote before election day. So we have, since that law was passed in 2022, we have seen increasing popularity amongst the voters of St. Louis County. So for this election in November, during that 2-week period, we will have 14 locations across St. Louis County where any St. Louis County voter can go and cast their ballot beforehand.
Wasn't it only 5 or 6 in 2022? Mm-hmm. So it's gone up from 14. Why did the election board decide to increase the amount? Is it because it's a presidential election, I would imagine?
Well, frankly, voter demand. I mean, we were overwhelmed at a couple locations prior to November 2022, and Rick and I looked at each other across the table one day and said, we need to have more of these locations next time around.
What is kind of the fervor for absentee voting this cycle? In 2020, it was a clear outlier because of the COVID pandemic. I think, 40% of the votes were either mailed back or in-person absentee. Is it expected that it's going to be much lower this time around?
Well, I would say it is expected to be lower. The demand for absentee ballots to be mailed out is much lower. It's about half or maybe less. So that will be a factor. However, to Eric's point, with this no-excuse absentee, early voting now, I think we're going to get a large turnout from that. We've seen that in a couple of elections, too.
Well, I actually did in-person no-excuse absentee voting for the primary, I think about 2 weeks before. I went to UMSL to do it. It was pretty empty. Now, maybe it was because it was pretty far from the election, but did you find that it was actually well used during the primary, or is it primarily something that gets a lot of usage during general elections?
Well, unfortunately, our UMSL polling location is the least utilized of all the early voting locations. We would love for more utilization of that location. Mm-hmm. It is a great facility, but we saw the highest utilization rates in the Clayton area, at the library in Clayton, and out at the Daniel Boone Library in Ellisville. So it seems like the mid to west county folks are really keen in on early voting.
So a couple of questions, though. If you vote through the mail, do you have to get it notarized still? I know that was something that was a big point of contention in 2020. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that aspect
Sure.
of it?
Sure. There are 6 reasons to vote absentee by mail as part of that process. All of them require a notarization, except for if you're disabled or handicapped, or you're caring for somebody who's physically disabled or handicapped.
And then if you vote in person absentee with an excuse or without an excuse, you do need to bring some sort of photo identification from a governmental entity. Eric, can you talk about that in the last 30 seconds we have here?
Yes, Missouri's voter ID law is very strict and specific. You must bring a Missouri driver's license or Missouri non-driver's license, a U.S. passport, or a U.S. military ID. Otherwise, you're going to have to use a provisional ballot.
Rick Stream is the Republican Director of Elections for St. Louis County, and Eric Fay is the Democratic Director of Elections for St. Louis County. And as a reminder, Election Day this year is November 5th. Thank you both for joining us to talk about the important issues we're dealing with in this critical election.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.